the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Well, last week, you know, for a first reading, we were reading from Romans. And then all of a sudden, we're in Amos. Or not Amos, pardon. Hosea. Hosea. And we're not beginning at the beginning of the prophet Hosea, but chapter 8. And it can be rather confusing if you don't know what it's about. But so what is it about? It was about a great time of confusion, political confusion in Israel. And when it, and you couldn't separate, like they try to today, faith and the government. I mean, there's both have to do with the common good. And so we see in Israel's history, one king was assassinated after another, and they were making all these alliances without faith, without following God. And so Hosea is the prophet. And if you read, go back to the first chapter of Hosea. It says in chapter 1, verse 2, "In the beginning of the Lord speaking to Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, 'Go, take a harlot wife and harlot's children, for the land gives itself to harlotry, turning away from the Lord.' So he went and married a prostitute. And she gave him a son, one son after another, and they're not sure who the father is. The harlot, a real person, but she represents Israel, who is not faithful to God. Hosea is known as the prophet of divine love, always willing to suffer in order to win back his beloved. So Hosea's wife was unfaithful, but if you read through it, you know, you see he gets angry and everything, but he always is trying to win her back, and that's what God does with Israel, what God does with us. You see, the people were practicing syncretism also, which is a mixing of beliefs, of religions, and practice. Like there's a saying that you light a candle for the saint and for the devil, hoping to please them both. Well, God will not be pleased. And that's what they're trying to do here. You see, it says, "When Ephraim made many altars to expiate sin," Ephraim is another word for the people of Israel, "when they made many altars to expiate sin, his altars became occasions of sin. Though they offer sacrifice, immolate flesh, and eat it, the Lord is not pleased with them. He shall still remember their guilt," because they're not following him. They're following these other gods, these idols. That's why we have as our psalm description of all of these idols who have eyes and see not, have ears and hear not. They're not real gods. They're demons, really. And we see in the gospel, Jesus also assumes the role of a groom, of a bridegroom. Remember when he said, you know, he and his men were being criticized for not fasting like the Pharisees. And Jesus said, well, how can they fast when the bridegroom is still with them? When he's still in the midst. You know, at a wedding feast, you don't fast. So he's comparing himself as the groom. And even John the Baptist was compared to the best man. So their sin was idolatry. And God compares it to adultery. In our gospel, we see, at the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Now, he is the good shepherd. He is the groom. We see in our beautiful prayer over the gifts that we offer, the bread and the wine, we'll pray, may this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven. So let us pray to God that we not be like these idolaters, adulterers, but be faithful to the Lord and only do what pleases him. Remember, we're in this month dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus. Blood of Christ, relief of the burdened, save us. Blood of Christ, solace in sorrow, save us. Blood of Christ, pledge of eternal life.